It's been shut up for a long, long, long time, but it'll be open again. There's a Kidron Valley there between Jerusalem and Gethsemane where people are buried. And there's not many trees, y'all. Jeff, you'd be out of business. You couldn't, there's no trees to cut. You could take a hacksaw and cut most of them. There's just none there. It's just real dry and real arid, real rocky. All the hills and the mountains and things, when you look in pictures and stuff, you can tell they're just rocks. And and it gets hot over there too. But it gets a little cool. Amen. So, and there is a Jordan River. Now I understand now why, who was it, Naaman is the one that the prophet told him to be baptized in the River Jordan. Naaman, he's a great general. He looked at the river and said, we got rivers better than that at home. Wrong answer. It's not a big river. It wasn't the day I saw it. But it is full of holy water. as far as I'm concerned. Jesus was baptized there, and a lot of others. John baptized. You're going to get to meet John one day. I wonder if he's going to be wearing his camel hair suit. You think? Nah. I think we'll know him, though. We're going to know everybody. We're going to be smarter when we get there, and aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll know everybody there. The Christmas story. The journey to Bethlehem. 70 miles. 3 or 4 days for a normal person. 6 to 8 for somebody that's riding a donkey and pregnant. The journey was long and difficult. They heard the angel and voice of God, and that was what propelled them to go. I was thinking about the Magi. They had heard the story of Christ. And of course, the star is what guided them. Magi were astronomers. Now, astronomy back in those days was not like it is now. Get the newspaper on this day, you know, something good's going to happen. It's not like a horoscope. Those things, if you study it all out and go back to the original names and meanings of those constellations, were good. It got all twisted as time went on. But they would look at those stars, and then they were looking one night, and there's a star that's so bright they had never seen before. They don't call them wise men just because they don't know anything else to call them. They're wise. They're magi. They're very gifted. They're very rich, 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 very powerful people. And they saw the star, and all they had was a prophecy. Guess what? The star showed up. I want to tell you something right now. Your prophecy, your star's about to show up. Don't lose the vision of your prophecy, your vision of your guiding star. That's your guiding word from God. And we've all received them, and thank God for them. I've been in times in my life, if I hadn't gotten that word from God, it'd have been bad. But we did. But guess what? As time goes on, you need another word down the road. But this is the Messiah. This is the birth of God's own Son. This is God taking on flesh, the incarnate one, living on the earth for 33 years. Would you like to follow him around for a day or two? Yeah. He needed to go to the other side. He just walked on the water. Not a bad deal. Hallelujah. So Joseph and Mary, and just while we're talking about them, their families were not poor. We have this idea. It gets drilled in us as we're growing up and stuff. You know, it's a little wooden manger, a little wooden shed there under. That's not true, but that's okay. It don't change anything. It's just that they were in a cave. And and there's a manger carved out of stone. That's okay. That's good. They last a lot longer that way. Amen? So, and the shepherd's been doing this for thousands of years over there. But the Magi saw the star, and they heard it. And they saw the star, had the prophecy, and followed the prophecy. Everybody say, I'm following the prophecy. All right, now we're talking about a God prophecy. We're talking about this Bible is a prophetic word for all of us. It says he's coming back. Do you believe that tonight? I do. What I'm looking for is return, right? And I'm telling you what, as soon as I see it, I'm ready to go. Amen? I'm going to be, as Jimmy Swaggart would say, somewhere listening. A song he used to sing all the time. I used to listen to Jimmy Swaggart all the time. Somewhere listening. We'll be somewhere listening if we're looking for God to return. He's looking for faith when he comes back. Are we expecting? Do we know and believe that he is coming? He is coming. Yes. Amen? Yes. Let's say that out loud. The king is coming back for me. And I'm ready to go. Okay. But Joseph and Mary had a word from God as well. You know, the angel spoke to both of them and said, you know, what he told them. You're highly favored. You're going to be the mother of the Messiah. Well, he woke Joe up one night too and said, hey, don't be afraid to take her as your wife. Okay? And they acted on that. It's a little dicey situation, don't you think? But when an angel Gabriel appears to you, I mean, it pretty well persuades you probably to do what he says to do, don't you think? I don't think he's this tall. I think he's about 12 feet tall. Got a booming voice. He's God's spokesman. He blows a horn, too. Probably sounds a little better than that. What about that, Zoe? He's going to blow one day. We're going to hear from heaven. Look, y'all, living for God is fun. We got something. We got some hope. Who in the world's got hope beside us? Nobody. No religion. Nobody has hope like the Christians. Christian faith has hope. If they don't have hope and they're Christian, they've just got some bad information somewhere. Get it straightened out. There is hope for you. God loves you tomorrow just like he did today. He'll love you forever just that way. He's going to do stuff for you. Just why? Because he loves you. You do things for your loved ones because why? You love them. Right? All right. So, Joseph and Mary's parents were, they weren't poor. I'll say it like that. So anyway, and Joseph's life, says he was a carpenter. Well, if you research that out, you'll find out he was a stonemason and was very good at it. And he did well. Okay? On our journey, I would say my journey. My journey is not like your journey. You used to work for AT&T. Climb telephone poles. You did, didn't you? Yeah, she climbed poles. Yeah. Once upon a time. Don't want to do that today. Did you use those little spikes and everything? Wow. Now, Nelton, glory to God, hallelujah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Lynn used to sell sausage one time and other things. He's a great salesman. It still is. Amen. I'd buy something from him. Y'all buy anything from Lynn tonight? Uh-oh, we got one dissenter in here. And he's sitting close to you, Lynn. Dave's going. Sell a refrigerator to Eskimo. That's a pretty good salesman, Larry. We get him on our staff, right? Okay. So our journeys aren't the same. But the destination is heaven. And along the way, we have a shepherd day. His name's Jesus, our shepherd. And he takes us in the beginning. He leads us all this way, wherever we're going through. His job is to get us home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you will what? Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what Jesus will do for you. He'll get you home to the Father. Isn't that what you want? Yeah, that's where I want to go. I've been to some national parks. I've seen some pretty things. But nothing compares to heaven. I said, nothing compares to heaven. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Hallelujah. Keith, you need to help him out back there, too. Did you? Okay. Turn up the volume. All right. Our journey can be difficult. There are things that happen along the way. But the one thing that gets you through it all is your hope and your faith in God's Word. We did hear that today from three testimonies. And life is not fair in this world, but God's kingdom is fair. And He is a miracle worker, and He is the one that helps you through life, smooths out the rough edges, gives you the strength to face tomorrow. Amen. We've all been there. Jesus knows it. He's been there as well. He was tempted like we were, much more than we will ever be tempted. He was tempted, but yet without sin. He's God and man at the same time. Our journey can be difficult, but heaven and God's presence is going to be worth it. You see, when we start our journey, let's remember this. So we hit a roadblock or something happens. And it's not right. So the devil gets the blame. God gets the glory. Yes. Yes. God's not killing people or hurting people or doing anything like that. The devil does that. But it's all God has a purpose for your life. Now, this started about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Jay began to share some things about your destiny. His destiny, my destiny, our destiny. We'll take different paths, different roads, but the destination, in essence, is the same. We all want to get home to be with God. We all want to walk with God, right? We want to see the, we need the miracles. We want to be strong in the Lord, amen? But you have a way of going, I have a way of going, but God is leading us all down the path to glory land. Let's say it out loud. I won't miss the glory. All along the way, there are times that the glory will show up. Amen. Amen. The glory of God. And as we expect it, it'll show up more. You won't necessarily get what you don't expect. Unfortunately, many times we expect the worst when we should expect the best. God is the best. Amen. Well, if you're serving Him and He's your Father, He's your Lord, He's your Savior, He's your healer, He's your El Shaddai, He's your everything, well, let's expect something good to happen. Joel 2:21 says, God says, I will do great things in your life. Well, let's expect great things to happen. So why do we do that? We believe it in here. We say it with this. The belief gets the faith going. This moves the mountain. The words will cut things down to size for you. Well, it don't always happen overnight, but it happens. Everybody say it happens.
It happens.
It happens. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, the journey may be difficult, but it's worth it. We have a presence of God. We have a purpose with God. Do you know anybody that thinks they don't have a purpose in the Lord? Are they happy? They're just drifting. Like Blaine Bowman says, they driftwood believers. They just float down the creek, bouncing off whatever gets in their way. Or getting hung up and stuck in a place there and they can't get out. That's not what God's people do. God's people hear from God through His Word, through prayer, through an audible voice, or bearing witness with your heart, or leading spirit. However God wants to talk to you, He can do it. And when we follow Him, He gets us around those rough spots. And we don't get bogged down. Everybody say, I have a purpose.
I have a purpose.
Do you think Jesus had a purpose?
Yes.
Do you think Mary had a purpose?
Yes.
Do you think Joseph had a purpose?
Yes.
Amen, they did. It was every girl's, and what I've been taught, Jewish girl's dream to be the mother of the Messiah. Why not? Because I think that their understanding, Liam, might have been a little twisted because the Jews thought when Jesus comes back as Messiah, He's going to set up His own kingdom here on the earth and they're going to rule over everybody. That wasn't the case. Because the problem was in the heart of man. What's in the heart of man? Sin. How'd that get there? Who was in the garden? Adam and Eve. And they sinned against God. Well, then, sin was in Adam. And when they had children, that sin was passed right on down to the seed of man. Well, in Genesis, well, hallelujah, glory be to God forever. Where's our electrician tonight? What Jeff told me this morning, I'm not on call this week. Don't call me. So anyway, the screens went out and the whole thing. But anyway, where was I? I was right here. Do what? The Jewish girls wanted to be the mother of the Messiah. And I don't think they, when they thought that back in that day, because this is, I believe, what they taught, that they were looking for a Messiah. That's why they don't believe today that Jesus was the Messiah, because he didn't set up an earthly kingdom and make them number one again. But he had to come to change the inside of man, to bring life to a dead spirit. We were all spiritually dead before we met Jesus. That's death to God. Spiritual death is being severed from God. You have no fellowship with God. Amen? He said, I never knew you. Well, God knows everything. He didn't know you intimately. You didn't have a relationship. He did not say, Lord, or whatever. You were doing your thing, and he's standing here waiting on you to come. So he had to fix this thing on the inside, our spirit, and he did. He did, because he came as a man with no sin in his blood, because Genesis 3:15, God said in the garden, Satan, I'll put enmity between you and her seed, not his seed, not Adam's seed, your seed. Well, that sounds impossible. Women don't have a seed. The man has a seed. But the man's contaminated. He's going to pass it right on down. Still doing it. Right on down. But Jesus has come. And the angel told Mary, said, Mary, she said, how can this be? I don't know a man. I've never. He said, the Holy Ghost. You'll conceive by the Holy Ghost. Guess what? That's exactly what happened. And when Jesus appeared before John the Baptist, listen, Bella, listen, boys and girls, this is good. When he appeared before John the Baptist at the river to be baptized, John said what? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins world. Oh my goodness. I will want to run to him. What are you talking about, John? He will take away the sins of the world. How's he going to do that? He didn't tell them because they wouldn't have believed and it wasn't time to tell them. He would die on the cross. He would become a curse for us. But yet, the whole deal was this. He didn't deserve to die. He was killed illegally. Taken to hell illegally. And down there after 3 days, the Father says, hey, that's enough. Come up here. And he shook hell's gates and came out of there blazing. Made a little pit stop in Abraham's bosom and got all those boys and girls saved too. Come on, Isaiah. Come go with me. Where are we going? We're going to see the Father. My God, do you think this old man got happy in there? Abraham. They got happy in there. We're going home. This is Abraham's bosom. It was nice in there. But they were confined. They weren't with the Father. Jesus brings us to the Father. He heals everything that was wrong in our relationship with God. Do you have a purpose? One purpose for all of us is to tell the world about Jesus. And you don't have to wear a sign or a ball cap. And that's okay. I like them. But you sure don't need to take somebody and grab them by the neck and try to force them into anything. Just live your life. Speak love to them. Do what Jesus did. Do what Jesus did. What's the matter, baby? I'm bleeding. I'm having the same symptoms I had before. Jesus would have said, just give me pay. Would you let me pray for you? And he did. And Jesus healed her.
Yeah,
it's just that simple. Let love guide everything you do. And you will fulfill your purpose. You'll be at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Let love be your guide. And walk in faith. Hallelujah. I guess that's a good spot to stop. There is a Bethlehem. That Bethlehem was probably just a few hundred people. You can imagine when they call for taxation, everything gets overwhelmed. No, but they all stay wherever they can. But Bethlehem, through prophecy, God said it would be in Bethlehem, and guess what? It was in Bethlehem. God said he would be a Nazarene. He lived in Nazareth for a while. Thousands of years before it actually happened. I tell you what tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if we can't believe God and trust his word, you can't believe anybody. His track record is immaculate. Anytime it goes awry, it wasn't his fault, it was mine. He said it, I believe it.
Yes.
Jesus died for the ungodly. That included all of us.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that happen? Well, it took a little while to tell you. But he loves you so much, he did it. John the Baptist knew who he was. He took away the sins of the world. He would do that, and he did do that. It's all about Jesus, and he's all about you. Amen. Christmas is all about him. What a beautiful time. I like when, we have Christmas on Christmas morning at our family, among other places at times as we were growing up, Nancy. And I know with Lila and Lily, Lila could tear a package open faster than you could turn around. But to see their faces. And I'm sure you did the same when you had things. I hope you felt that way when I put that kitchen together for you when you was a little girl. I put that together on Christmas Eve night. I'm about 15 years old. It was a whole kitchen full of metal cabinets. It's still probably somewhere. I don't know. Probably is. But I don't remember what your face looked like when you saw it. But anyway, I'm sure you were happy. I was happy I was through with it. But you know, when the children open these gifts and when we look at their faces, our faces glow too. My question is, do our faces glow as much when we think about Jesus, who was the greatest gift of all? He cannot be compared. Nothing can compare to going from death to life. He resurrected all of us. There's resurrection in all of us right now because we're going to heaven. Glory to God. What a great Christmas we're going to have this year. Amen. Make some memories, okay? Take a picture. Make some memories. And on Christmas morning, watch the kiddos. Nancy will be watching the grandkids. David and Nancy watching grandkids. Debbie's going to be watching two twins, twin boys. I guarantee you they'll tear into something in New York second. And all of us and all of our kids and stuff. Is Andrew and him coming home, Lynn? Are y'all going out? Don't think so. Well, tell them to send a video. We won't see it. John Max and Jed O are going to be having a good time. I miss them. I know y'all do too. But Ann and I were talking today. It was what a trip, what a journey as Andrew came through our life. And now he's on his own journey. Made a difference. God's got this stuff all worked out. Why am I worried about it? Amen? That's a good place to stop right there, don't you think, Ann? Get the microphone. She said, yes, sir. I don't hear that very often. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this time this afternoon and today and tonight. God, you're just so good. You shower us and protect us and bless us with things. You give us long life. You give us blessings. Oh, and Lord, you give us hope. There is another time, another day, another place where we will live forever. And nobody will die. Nothing will hurt us. There's no fear. So, Lord, keep us on track. We won't miss the glory this year. We're thinking about you, and we thank you for what you did. And thank you, Jesus, for loving us. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
You're free to go. You're free to move about.